Tomorrow, the Virgin Mary will take old Joseph to church, and the angels will bury him in a nice coffin. You are the Virgin Mary. I give you this 100-rupee note. Bye-bye, Rita. Sweet dreams.
The night has aged and darkened still more. People sleep on the footpaths like logs. Dogs, too, have gone to sleep, oblivious of Robbie's footsteps.
Old Joseph will take birth again and again. Again he'll take up the shady business of bootlegging. Again he'll dream of London, and he'll die once again with his dream unfulfilled. Robbie will sit drinking booze beside his dead body. Again and again.
The man who has always preyed on others returns to his dark lair. This time, he is the prey. Tired, no bag, no money, nothing to show for his endeavors. Darkness, total, absolute. Wooden stairs, iron railings, hands become eyes. His studio lights up. Rolls of negative films are hung around the room. The tables are cluttered with photographs. Faces, arms, legs, underarms advertising the miracle of hair-removing creams. Inviting lips, tempting eyes.
How long do I play this game? How long do I remain a slave to these images? They've come alive. And I'm being buried alive with them in this grave. That's the end of all of us, isn't it?
The door of the grave creaks open. A silhouette stands framed in the door. A hazy, dusky beauty, her hair shaken loose, gradually comes into focus.
Robbie, place your hand here and feel it. Just a little lower. Yes, here. Feel my stomach, Robbie. Oh, God. If you changed your religion, then we could get married in a temple.
Eyes. Legs. Legs. The banks of the Gomti. My home. Maria. I didn't deceive you, Maria. You're coming out of church, dressed in white. White and soft, the bridal dress slowly moves, like clouds moving away, revealing the moon. I kissed. All this is a dream.